The campaign is a coalition of more than 20 health organizations. This year's emphasis is on the unique challenges men face with mental health. Stride Community Health Center is part of this year's campaign. Dr. Aaron Barley is a psychologist with the organization and says men do not seek mental health care at the rate women do, even though studies show they suffer from high rates of depression and anxiety. She says there's a continuing stigma around men seeking treatment.
The lack of treatment for mental health exceeds any other health condition that we have, and people are, again, more reticent to seek care and not getting the care that they need to address issues and concerns that are very real.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 6 million men across the U.S. admit to experiencing depression, and men are almost 4 times as likely to die from suicide as women. Of the nearly 1,200 Coloradans who died from suicide in 2017, which is the most recent year such data is available, 75%, or almost 900, were men. Barley notes that at the Stride Center, mental health is seen as being at the core to overall health and well-being. For that reason, licensed mental health professionals work side by side with medical providers during a patient's visit. She adds that it's common for many men to avoid talking about their feelings directly in a formal setting, but using that shoulder-to-shoulder approach can help bring issues out in the open. She recommends opening a pathway for men to feel supported.
So it might not be in that moment that you first broach the topic. It might be at some other point. And when he does come to you, it's important to really focus and listen, because men can more easily feel brushed off or ignored if other things are going on.
The key, according to Barley, is to catch men's mental health issues early. All of Colorado's 20 community health centers have behavioral health services on site, or have arrangements with a community partner to whom they can refer patients. I'm Mark Dugan, KDNK News.